Well, I didn't notice that you had a speech impediment until you actually told me. And I think at that point we had been friends for like a year or two.
I've gotten just really, really good at hiding it.
Can you tell me about the first time in your life that you realized that you had a speech impediment?
The first time was in kindergarten. I was always a very bright kid, but it was very frustrating to me because I could see the words I wanted to say, but I couldn't always say them. And if I could say them, I couldn't say them with the right timing. At one point, I was at school, and my kindergarten teacher came up to me, and she called me into the other room. She was like, "John, I want to talk to you about something." I was thinking I was about to be, awarded some big achievement or something like,
Right.
"Well, John, we're going to send you straight to college now." And when I went to their room, my mom was there, and they sat me down, and they're like, "Well, John, we just so much enjoyed, having you here. We're going to hold you back." Right away, when they told me that, I was like, "No." I was crestfallen, ashamed, embarrassed, very scared. I always took pride in whatever work I was doing, and I felt like I had somehow failed that. And I was worried about my social life. Even though I was in kindergarten, I had a little girlfriend named Katie. I really did. I
I'm
didn't
mad
ever,
jealous.
I didn't ever talk to her, but everyone in our grade like understood that she was my woman.
Right, yeah.
So, and of course, I was thinking, well, if she goes to first grade and I stay in kindergarten, that basically is going to end our relationship. I mean, there's
Yeah.
no way she's going to want to date a kindergartner.
Cougar.
That's right. At the same time, I didn't have a much choice in the matter, and so they held me back.
Your voice sounds completely normal to me.
People tell me that a lot. When I speak, I have to kind of think three or four words ahead of myself, to kind of anticipate if there's going to be a word coming up that's going to cause me, some trouble. And if so, can I find some other word? So from a very early age, I tried to learn as many words as I could. Made a list of all the words it was hard for me to say. And then I looked them up in the dictionary and tried to find other words to substitute. And I sort of cultivated a very wide vocabulary, a la Porky Pig, because when I was speaking, I never knew when I was going to come across a word that I wasn't going to be able to say. But, it still kind of comes up if someone asks me how old I am. And then it doesn't happen as much now, but, when I was in high school, when grades were tied to specific ages, I could kind of see in their eyes them doing the math and being like, "Well, wait a second, how come, you're 16 and everyone else is 15?"
Yeah, and you're
Kind of
like,
thing.
well, it was my kindergarten teacher's special helper.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that plays really well among people in high school.
Just kidding.